Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In the hotly contested and closely watched Georgia Senate races, Democrats have come out with one win. The AP says Raphael Warnock won over Republican Kelly Loeffler, putting control of the U.S. Senate within reach of the Democrats. Warnock will be the first black senator from Georgia.
And so to everyone out there struggling today, whether you voted for me or not, know this. I hear you. I see you, and every day I'm in the United States Senate, I will fight for you.
But Loeffler hasn't conceded yet, and it's a stinging rebuke for President Trump, who traveled to the state campaigning for the Republicans. Georgia's other Senate race between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Senator David Perdue is too close to call. Congress meets today for a joint session to certify the votes from the 2020 election. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports a group of Republican senators plans to object and force longer debate on election security.
Some Senate Republicans plan to join with more than 100 House Republicans to object to the results from some states, beginning with Arizona. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is leading the Senate group and is expected to focus his remarks on setting up an electoral commission to hear claims of voter fraud. Roughly two dozen other GOP senators say they oppose that plan and will vote with Democrats to confirm the electors. Vice President Pence is expected to preside over the events. Democrats say they will vote to uphold the historical and constitutional role of Congress to affirm the will of voters in the states. The process could drag on late into the night if Republicans object to the results from several states. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Hong Kong police arrested at least 52 opposition lawmakers and activists on suspicion of violating a national security law that Beijing imposed in the region last year. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Police declined to give a full list of those detained, but many had participated in a July primary organized by opposition political parties. The primary was part of a campaign preparation for legislative elections that were later postponed by Hong Kong's Beijing-controlled government. Among those taken today is Benny Tai, an academic who first came up with the idea for a primary, as well as at least 10 former lawmakers. Police cast a wide net, arresting primary candidates who both won and lost their primary races. An American citizen, the lawyer John Clancy, was also taken because he is treasurer for an opposition political party. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
In London, a judge has rejected WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's bid to be released from prison as he fights U.S. extradition attempts on espionage charges. Assange has been held at London's high-security prison since April of 2019, when he was arrested for skipping bail on a separate legal battle. You're listening to NPR News. The only woman on federal death row is scheduled for execution next Tuesday. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, lawyers filed a clemency request hoping President Trump will intervene.
It's been over a decade. The now 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was convicted of killing 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Missouri. She lifted the pregnant woman's child from her body in an effort to claim it as her own. Attorney Kelly Henry says Montgomery is mentally ill and suffered years of sexual abuse and torture. She wants President Trump to commute Montgomery's sentence to life in prison and says attorneys are taking other steps to stop the execution.
That litigation only has to do with the date of an execution. Clemency is our hope for saving her life ultimately.
The last time a woman on federal death row was executed was nearly 70 years ago. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
China says it is still working with the World Health Organization to determine dates for international experts who are looking for the origins of the coronavirus to visit. This comes after the head of the WHO criticized Beijing for not finalizing the arrangements. Chinese officials say the origin of the deadly virus is complex, and China's disease experts are busy with multiple clusters and outbreaks that have been reported in the past couple of weeks. An international team of experts was supposed to visit Wuhan this month. That's where the pandemic first appeared a year ago. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.